Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights Sarah Sewell visited Chad recently. The visit focused on stabilization challenges resulting from the campaign against Boko Haram, in addition to the humanitarian needs of the refugees that Boko Haram attacks have generated, and strategies for addressing violent extremism more broadly. In N'Djamena, the undersecretary met with UN officials and urban refugees to learn about the humanitarian situation in Chad and to explore opportunities for additional support beyond the $106 million in humanitarian assistance the U.S. provided Chad in 2016. In meetings with President Idriss Deby and other government officials, the undersecretary praised the country's leadership in hosting over 300,000 refugees from its various neighbors and for participating in the multinational joint task force against Boko Haram. She also underscored how civilian security and respect for human rights are vital to reinforcing military gains against the terrorist group. She applauded efforts of local governments in the Lac region to de-radicalize and reintegrate Boko Haram defectors, which underscore the need for a credible path to leave from the battlefield. The undersecretary met with staff at Radio Al-Quran and imams from the High Islamic Council, which use positive messages to strengthen the resilience of communities across Chad to counter the lure of violent extremism. The United States is committed to working with its partner, Chad, to help protect the people of Chad and the men, women, and children refugees it humanely shelters from the continuing threat of violent extremists.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.